Okay. I'll wait just a second and see if he could try again. Nope.
Is it just still you, Paul?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Well, Rick's on the speakerphone, perhaps. At least I've got him on my cell, but he said he's trying to call back in, so we'll go ahead and get. Okay. I don't know how to get that done here. Let's see. Phone. I don't know. It's not necessarily going to disconnect. We'll go ahead. Okay, I will go ahead and call to order the meeting of the Board of Supervisors on this second day of June 2015. Would ask the members of the audience to join us in the Pledge of Allegiance to honor our nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. This particular meeting, I'm serving and is hosting, chairing this meeting. Our chair is unavailable on a conference call. Yes? Okay, well, you're on speakerphone right now, okay? And we're going to put you on my speakerphone. Okay, sound good. Okay. And so right now, Rick, we're down to item 3, public comment. This is a period for the public to address topics on today's agenda. Is there anyone that would like to comment? Okay, seeing no one, moving to the microphone. Item number 4 was a consideration of claims. I've looked them over and assigned them and so forth, so I would entertain a motion. I would move that we approve the claims as submitted since I've had a chance to actually look at them. Hopefully you guys were able to pull it up and take a look at it as well. Is there a second? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, especially at this time of year. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, well, roll call. Sanders?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Clinton? Aye. Claims is approved. Okay. Item number 5 is the additional item, the one item that we have on the agenda today, and this is a bid opening for the Hickory Grove Lake Watershed Improvement Phase 1, and we have Conservation Director Mike Cox here, and I'll turn it over to Mike, and then you could introduce anyone else that is a part of this bid opening, okay?
Well, very good. Thank you, Wayne, and thank you to Rick and Paul for joining us by phone. I'm sure there's other things you'd love to be doing at the same time, so I appreciate that. With me today is Steve Supir. He's our engineer from Fox Engineering that has been developing the plans for us. So he is going to assist with the bid opening here, and we'll just get started.
Three submitted bids. Okay. There are 3 bids in case you didn't hear that, guys.
Okay.
Speak right into the microphone. So
first bid is from Construct, Inc. have enclosed a bid bond in the amount of 5%. This would be in order.
You have to pull it real closer.
The bid bond appears to be in order.
Okay, the bond. Okay.
They have acknowledged addendum number one.
Okay. Acknowledged addendum one.
They have signed the bid form.
Okay.
They have acknowledged the bidder status document has been enclosed.
Base bid from Construct is $481,672.24. 481672.24.
Okay, were you all able to hear that okay, guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Base bid including alternate number one is $536,881.74. 536881.74.
Okay.
The second bid is Smith Seating Inc. Bid bond appears to be in order. Addendum number one. The bidder status form is included and signed.
Base bid amount from Smith Seating is $400,756.62. Again, 400756.62.
Okay, did you catch that okay, guys?
Yes.
Yes, I got it.
All right, good.
Okay, and base bid plus alternate number one is $445,756.62.
Okay.
445756.62.
Okay.
Third bid is from Gerke Inc.
How do you spell that, Gerke? G?
G-E-H-R-K-E.
G-E-H-R-K-E. Okay.
The bid bond appears to be in order. Status document is enclosed and signed. Addendum number one is acknowledged. The total base bid amount does not appear to be summed on the first page at the end. However, it is included on the bid alternate's total base bid, so we are going to read that number.
Okay.
Base bid is $426,759.85. 426,759.85. Base bid plus alternate number one is $471,759.85. 471,759.85. And those are all of the bids.
Okay, it is my understanding that the bids will be reviewed and further action will be brought back to us on June 9th during our regular meeting to determine what action, if any, will be taken. Is there any comments at all from Rick or Paul?
No, I don't have any. Do we need to take action to acknowledge the bid?
I think it would be appropriate, from that standpoint. But yeah, so I would entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion to acknowledge the bid.
Okay, it's been moved.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved by Paul and seconded by Rick to acknowledge the receipt of the bids for the Hickory Grove Watershed Improvement Phase 1. Roll call, Toot.
Aye.
Sanders.
Aye.
Clinton, aye. Acknowledgement is recognized. Okay, so we'll plan to hear back on June 9th for what action we may need to take after that. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anything, Mike, to add prior to that?
No, thank you.
Okay. And thanks for the members of the audience that are here for this. Okay. Then item six, as we move on, is the public forum number two, comments from the public on items not on the agenda. The board may not take any action on comments due to the requirements of the open meetings law, but may do so in the future. Is there anyone that would like to address us? Okay, seeing no one. Last item on the agenda is call for adjournment. Is there?
So moved.
It's been moved by Sanders.
Second.
Second by Toot. Sanders?
Aye.
Aye. Toot?
Aye.
Clinton, aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, one and all.
Thanks, everybody.
See you guys on Friday.
You bet. Be safe.